Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill K got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 12, verse 45. Already, that M period, A period, N period is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those listening to Black on Black Crime, Inc. Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to continue listening online or call 646-478-0944. Send any music, commercials, anything like that, MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or BBCI Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, you can always call back and press 1. Now, let me get through some clients that I actually believe in, have worked with, and all that good stuff. Even reached out and talked to them over the past weekend, which is looking good, home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, violation list repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry and decks. That's 216-205-7247 or LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVENENT.com. Now, going back to everything else that's going on this fine evening, let's see. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. The Facebook page of Joseph Motley Jr. Period. Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes, www.3342music.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Let's see, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. TheLogTV.com. Twitter page, of course, Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Grandpa Rapper 1. www.templabor.org. And YouTube page of Power Groove Records, YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. And as a matter of fact, debuting tonight, one of the sponsors for the program, just to make sure I start getting this out right, and a congratulations to none other than the DialogueCenter.net. That's DialogueCenter.net, the DialogueCenter.net. So as I get through and do things, I need to take you in for a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region, which makes sense, a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in our region. So let's start at number 10, debuting Facebook BWE Feed the Needy program. Number 9, debuting The Actual Tannis. He was on News Channel 5, Undivided Cleveland, dealing with lead, other issues. Very excellent news story, which was shown, I believe, last Friday. Last Wednesday, debuting at number 8 on the news, News Channel 5, Joe Paganakis covered that one. Joseph Motley Jr. and his music. And they talked about wages, all that kind of stuff. Why the wages need to go up, be raised, all that. It's a nice story. Number 7, debuting Facebook, The Love Offering Talk Show Podcast. I believe that's this coming week. That's at number 7. Number 6, debuting, because of the hype surrounding it, Facebook, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 243 and other events. Now, before I do anything else, I guess that's me going there and letting people know what is happening so that they can have some idea that the Saturday, and that'll be, let's see, where am I going for this? Because there's a lot of stuff going on that I'm being hit up for right now, and I can appreciate that. But let's get to Saturday, November 4th, 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, 145 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean, radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ, dollar rock, and tributes and hip hop, plus the Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, the Freestyle Cypher, and more at Cleveland State University Black Studies Programs Special, large room number 136. And you can enter from, of course, Euclid and or Chester. Video premiere on a big screen. Plus, there'll be copies of music from Sheriff Kilroy free for those who enter 1:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The written exam starts at 1:55 p.m. With guest hosts throughout the entire afternoon. Dontez Taylor is the written exam champion. Also, Studio 53, Queen Montoya, hot female producer who's been doing this for a while for such artists as Suave Gotti, Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band and others. Queen Artinka will be in the building, Artinka Tierra, Queen Maybach. She's teaching how to do that dog walk line dance. Hayes Flowers, more. And then, of course, before I go to the phone line, I will say number 5, debuting, because of how much attention they're getting, Facebook Women's March Cleveland's November 5th finale March for Reproductive and Civil Rights. With that being said, it's an easy read to see what's going on with that, as it is none other than Saturday, November 4th, Cleveland Hall City Steps, because it's a finale march before the November 7th election in Ohio on issue one. It's a march for reproductive and civil rights and against violence against women. You can contact 216-659-0473 and editor at clevelandurbannews.com. This is Women's March, Cleveland's end of the year march before the November 7th, 2023 election, where voters will decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into the Ohio Constitution. They need women to stand with us. Stay tuned for more info. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Well, I do know that debuting, because it just happened yesterday, Palestinian March, Gaza, that was number four, and I'll leave it. The top three things that's going on, we'll get to that. But since I have people on the phone line, let's get to these three phone callers as I start off with. 216-804-216-804. How you doing?
How you doing, everybody? Hello, everybody. This is Zalandalus Brenda A. Fulmer, as my colleagues will call me, Queen B, on Block Talk Radio on Monday nights. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land tonight?
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, as I say every week, God bless each and every one of y'all on this Monday night. It's cold, y'all. It's cold.
Yes, it is.
It's cold.
Cold Monday night.
It's
you're
cold.
Right.
So you know what that means. The weather forecast say Wednesday we might get an inch of snow.
Right,
half an inch to inch to 2 inches of snow. So we know the God's been really good to us for the last 3 to 4 years. You know, we've been very blessed. So we might just get it, y'all. We might just get it. But I like to say I am so happy for Monica and Monica Pulse Point and Kyle Boyd, and congratulations on their store. Congrats, congrats. And what's his name was on TV on Channel 5? Well, Joe Pakinakis had interviewed him.
Oh, yeah,
what's
Joseph
his name?
Motley Jr.
Joseph Motley Jr. I am so proud of him. I'm so proud of him. Black House Sound. How did I?
Right.
Black House Sound. Black House Sound. Because he always goes, hey, sis, put me to the side like 2 months back. When are you going to cut that CD? I have had several
there
people since I've been here. When you going to cut the CD? When you going to cut the CD? I said, yeah, no, I'm praying about it. I'm praying about it. You know, I've been writing songs and everything, everybody. But it's coming soon. It's coming soon.
Good.
I just want to go. I want to walk into ask the Lord to guide, lead and guide me in the right direction and order my footsteps in that. Because sometimes I have heard horror stories when people go on these different producers and stuff. You sign different contracts and everything. I mean, hey, once your dotted line is signed on the dotted line, y'all, I tell everybody this. Get a magnifying glass. You can't halfway see. Get another. Get some reading glasses. They're marked 99 cents. I ain't ashamed to say it. And get that magnifying glass. Read the fine print, everybody. Read the fine print. That's when we get in trouble, when you don't read the fine print.
Ooh,
and then
the
you want to cuss that. We got to want to cuss somebody out and tell them what they can do and where they can put it at. Please, ma'am, and please, sir, read the fine print. Always read the fine print. I don't care if it's a receipt. You can't see. You get that magnified glass, get them reading glasses from Marks for 99 cents, and let it go by your day. Because, you know, that's why we get in trouble now for not reading it. And
that's
then we want to sue everybody and everything. Dude, I mean, God, we got to practice what we preach, y'all. We got to practice what we preach. As they said, walk the walk as well as talking the talk. Not that's it right there.
I
want
like
to the family, my fam, Al Porter, to Rob Ronnie B, to DJ Rock, to Art, to Scribe Gotti, Major Power, Major Tap, to Dolores, to Miss Glass, Deacon Dante Taylor, Monica Pulse Point, and Cowboy, as well as myself, Queen B. We thank you, man. We thank you so for listening to us on Block Talk Radio each and every Monday night at 9 o'clock. I just want to say always put Jesus in front on everything you do, no matter what the situation look like or the circumstance, because God will see you through everything that you do. You might not get it right there, but let me tell you, he's an on-time God, always on time. He works in mysterious ways, y'all. You would never know that he would come near you. I'm going to sign right on off. May God bless each and every one of y'all. As I say every week on Monday night on Block Talk Radio, as my colleague said, Queen B, I'm signing off. Peace out. Have a blessed evening and a blessed week. God bless each and every one of you. I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. All right. I'm signing off.
No problem. Thank you so much. One thing I can say, I always appreciate Queen B in the building. So let's go to 216-347. Don't worry if I don't get to you yet. It's coming through because I have some other phone callers to go to. But 216-347, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing well, Brother Rico. What about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So we have a bill in Commerce right now, as we speak, on Assembly 23/24. This effect is going to the person who wrote the bill is representative of her church, Cuyahoga Jail, the jail in Ohio. We're going to have access interpreter for all the inmates in Ohio. After the killing and the murder happened in Baltimore, we are writing a bill as we speak. He just filed it yesterday. I'm going to hear back for the bill number. I will be coming to Columbus to speak about this bill in a few weeks. So why is it important to stand with the people with a disability, but not put them in the cell of a person who killed him, who murdered somebody? Okay.
Okay.
And I just understand. So when you call the mayor of Cleveland, he can meet with anybody else. Okay. But
okay.
When I call him. To set him a meeting. Oh, this is not important. This should not be on his agenda. If I understand, Brother Al, he represents all people in the cleaner. Is that correct? So
right.
You don't have a choice. You should not pick who you should meet or who you should meet, okay? This is
the people,
and I'm looking at Chris O'Neill. You call his office, you get no response. You call the chief office, the chief is no response. You call the civic director, no response, okay? So I will be coming to Cleveland in November, in 3 weeks in November, and I'm going to blast out the service director. I'm going to blast out the mayor, and I'm going to blast out the chief. Now, while y'all have a deaf or hard of hearing center, it took me 25 years later before they wrote this bill. Cleveland should be the first one, City Council should be the first one wrote a bill like this. Why it has to come from Columbus to write this bill? I just tell it like it is. So they say we're gonna do this. And about the new jail they get ready to build.
Right.
What about access for people who are deaf? People who are blind.
Thank you.
Are y'all gonna have video phones? Are y'all gonna have an interpreter? Are y'all gonna have access? It's not a bus line. It's not a bus line out there. Let's tell like it is.
That's right.
Tell like it is. So when I saw that on the news, well, I said, ain't this about some BS? Ain't this about some bullshit? What about people who are deaf? What people are blind? What about people with disabilities? Where's the access?
That's right.
I mean, I'm just telling you like it is. I'll say no on the Garfield jail. Put it in Cleveland. Because more buses in Cleveland. Why are you only putting Garfield where the white folks at? What about putting it somewhere in a black in a better neighborhood? Okay? I'm just curious about this. What the new kind of Xavier, why he don't, him on his staff don't like to return calls. But I will be coming to Cleveland, and he is on, yeah, I'm going to have to blast him out too to let him know who I am and what I stand for as the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, where I stand by the people and for the people. That's all I have to say for tonight. Brad? Apple?
Yes, sir.
I'm done. Thank you so much. That's all I have to say for tonight.
Hey, I appreciate you for calling in. I'm writing down these notes because these things have to be answered. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And that is, and I was waiting for him to sign off the correct way, but that is none other than Rico Dancy, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, asking important questions like that. So Black Lives Matter for the Deaf president, and that is Rico Dancy. Now, with that being said, I wanted to throw this one out there and let people know what is happening as we deal with none other than the 216-548 phone number, 216-548.
Good evening, everyone. This is Apostle.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm blessed by the best, north, south, east, and west. This is Apostle. The presidential candidate for the United States of America for the 2024 United States of America presidential election, doing the new thing. Dante Taylor is my campaign manager. And those of you who would like to help me, Dante can tell you what needs to be done. And you can help Dante, first of all, by getting the information out because the mainstream media refuses to acknowledge my candidacy. And this was my fifth election. I ran in 2008, 2012, 2016, and 2020 also. And I've had my number in place since 2021. And one of the reasons that I have been blocked is because I reported abuse and I lost everything for telling. And people call themselves silencing me and silencing my voice. And Mr. Porter, I wasn't even going to say any of this, what I'm getting ready to say now. But I hear all this abortion rights and all these things. It's very hypocritical to me because I conceived my children through rape, and I chose to keep my children, and the government decided to violate my rights. And these are pro-choice and the pro-life people who did this to me, and it's very hypocritical. I don't hear anybody really promoting even wholeness and holiness because our bodies, yes. When a man, I can tell a man what to do with his body, he can tell me what to do with mine. But teaching needs to be taking place where we teach that fornication and adultery and all these sexual perversions are not healthy or holy for our nation. It's not okay to just be flopping around, laying around, making babies and expecting the government to take care of folks. It's not okay to have sex with a man thinking if you have a baby by him, he's going to stay with you. It's not okay to rape a woman. It's not okay to have sex with a baby. We need to have some real conversations. And we need to have some real, more than conversations. We're praying. I mean, God's hearing our prayers, but faith without works is dead. We need to be doing some real action. And taking some real matters, because I tell you what, the devil is bold, the enemy is bold. The rapist is bold. The violator is bold. But the people who are and who have been being violated need to get some boldness, some courage, and step up and speak up and say, you had enough. I know I have. And even my matters now are not even being heard in the court of law as they should. I've been to the United States Supreme Court. And because one of my abusers is related to the first black congressman for the state of Ohio, federal congressman, Lewis Stokes, the first black mayor for a major city, Carl Stokes, for the first, for a judge, Angela Stokes, and police officer, Anthony Stokes, the police covered this mess up and tried to put a bad mark on my name. It's never wrong to tell. It's never wrong to fight for your rights. It's never wrong to fight for your children. It's never wrong to stand up and protect yourself, your integrity. You don't have to compromise anything. Vashti compromised her respect for royalty, her royalty for respect, and Esther compromised her respect for royalty. You don't have to compromise either one. We are women, and we were in the creation process. I believe in God and Goddess, and it's time for this nation to step up and do what it's supposed to do. Dante Taylor will help you on what I do, because I speak in all the meetings and all the platforms. I haven't been to any of the events and rallies because I haven't been invited, and I'm available. And Mr. Poor, you know, if you need me at the hip hop workshop, you know I will come. I just don't like the drama, and I don't like people putting their hands on me. But the reason I asked Paul tonight was I was asking people to vote for me, and also I asked you all, I'm endorsing the former councilman, T.J. Dow, for judge for the Cleveland Municipal Court, who has sacrificed and given his life for the city of Cleveland, even has left his hometown and his homeland, his home place, to come to Cleveland to make a difference. He's a good man of good moral character. I don't care the lies that you've heard about him. That man would never steal anything from anybody. That man would never abuse any privileges or any opportunities. And that man has fought for that community to make sure that the thieves didn't come in and steal that community from the people in that community. And they sold him out. And he would love to be on the bench to make some decisions. He's an advocate for justice advocates. He's an advocate for community activists. He's an advocate for what's right. He's an advocate for people who are victims of crimes and violence. He's an advocate against racism. He's a strong and powerful man. He's a mighty man of God, and he's got good moral character. He's my double homie. He's my friend. And if you're going to help him, contact Dolores Gray, because she can tell you everything you need to do. But we need somebody on that bench down there that's willing to speak up and hear the voices of the community activists, and he does that. And I'm asking you to vote for T.J. Dow for Cleveland Municipal Court judge. This is not always about me. It's about us. It's about we. Thank you, Mr. Porter. Anybody who needs to reach me, I'm at area code 216-548-0820. My presidential campaign ID number is P4000-6363. My political action committee is the People's Party and the People's President. My email is thepeoplesparty4@gmail.com. And I say to you, my sisters, I say to you, my daughters, I say to you, my brothers, I say to you, my friends, I say to each, all of you, walk in integrity. Walk in peace. Your body is all you have. Your mind is a horrible thing to lose. Remember that. Keep your faith. And walk by faith and not by sight. You all have a blessed night. God bless you. And God bless you.
God has blessed us. Thank you so much. That was so powerful that now I get a chance to at least give you all the last three things that's in our top 10 from a Monday to a Monday music and entertainment and other issues. Number three debuted today, Remembering Jun Wang, which happened earlier. It was Stop Police Brutality and Corruption at Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office. It happened. Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court, 1200 Ontario Street, the Lakeside Entrance, together on the anniversary of his murder, as they demanded that the city of North Royalton take responsibility for the 10-28-2016 murder of our brother Jun Wang. to welcome National Police Accountability Month to remember our beloved brother. So it was a very, very powerful entity in itself. He was a peace-loving artist, a member of the Catholic community in Northeast Ohio, a beloved brother and family member, a friend, volunteer, neighbor. North Royalton Police Department, NRPD for short, officers brutally ended our brother John's life on October 28, 2016. Instead of giving him court-ordered medical treatment, NRPD executed John unlawfully after they ambushed and assaulted him at his own home. The city of North Royalton lied to the public since that horrific, tragic night, and the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Michael O'Malley and City Law Director Thomas Kelly have helped with covering up the crimes for 7 years by violating laws and destroying the murder evidence. Judge Cassandra Williams should have disqualified herself because of interest conflict, but sadly, no. Respect to our brother John and many others who were and are suffering mentally, physically, and financially. Please respect our lives. From the John Wang, J-U-N-W-A-N-G Foundation.org. Also, justice for John at JohnWangFoundation.org. So it was a phenomenal thing in itself. So anyway, that's some of what happened. Let's see. Number two. Move it up on Facebook. The Triple X Play Mature Adults Music Video Shoot Kickback with E-Dub, Eric Wilson, Scratch Paper Production. So that was number two. And then number one, moving up, all Halloween parties and activities could be there next week as well, for the simple fact that, let's face it, there's a lot more activities that are ending off tonight and tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and how it happens. Now, as I look through, we did talk about some of the things that have happened in the community. So I think what I'll do is, we did talk about it. So before I do anything else, this makes sense. It does. Dealing with this particular news story, which is deep, needs to be dealt with. So anyway, I'm going to at least go forward, a little bit forward, with the upcoming hip-hop workshop, because there is a line dance that goes with this song. It is. It's called G-O-D. Ms. Maybach will be teaching the line dance called the dog walk at the hip-hop workshop after she speaks. So we're going to do this right now.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop? Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D. Took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, a funkadelic. HGS Live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. 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 Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a.
Making this much more easier to deal with, let's go to one of those things I was going to go to earlier because it made sense. As last week, one of those news stories with the actual tannins that came through. As the city of Cleveland's push to address lead poisoning now enters the courtroom as landlords face misdemeanor charges tied to dangerous lead levels at their properties. Back in September, News 5 told you about the first of its kind legal action when the city charged 50 property owners who failed to comply with city lead safe regulations at their homes. As News 5 previously reported, each landlord faces 75 misdemeanor charges that could come with fines in the thousands and even jail time. The first 10 cases were scheduled to go before Magistrate Myra Torrain Embry at Cleveland Housing Court for their arraignments. And that happened, like, I believe, last Friday. And so the next thing you know, only one landlord showed up. It's Prosecutor David Roberts, who serves as Chief Assistant Director of Law for Code Enforcement for Cleveland, understands the challenges of tracking down the companies, LLCs, and people violating lead abatement requirements after it's been determined a child at their property had been lead poisoned. If you go by the address, many seem local, he said, but that doesn't mean the investor is local. Roberts told News 5 that three landlords had attorneys respond to the charges outside of court and pled not guilty. Eugene Kimmick, who appeared in court, also pleaded not guilty. He told the magistrate that his notices were not being sent to the correct address. The other six defendants, I believe 1324 Isaiah LLC, the defendant in two cases, 3655 Bosworth LLC, Concord Contracting LLC, Prime Source Development, and Haddad Investments LLC, didn't show up or respond. Charges stem from confirmed cases where a child has been found to have high levels of lead. Roberts told News 5 that investigators determined the child was exposed to lead in the home where they were living. That's very, very interesting into that. Now, they said what they found is many landlords don't do anything, and that's not acceptable to us that they're ignoring those orders, Roberts said. Over the next several weeks, Roberts told News 5 that the remaining landlords as part of the original 50 charged are slated to be arraigned in court. The absolute hope is these landlords will correct all the lead hazards. Wow, they're hoping. Often it's about spending money. Now, what they also said was elsewhere in the city, lead abatement efforts, you know, continue. Like, for instance, homeowner Henry Washington recently watched his crews replaced windows and doors at a home he bought in the Kinsman neighborhood. And he said, first off, I want to get rid of the lead, he said. That's number one. I have a grandson living here. Washington has not been issued any lead citations. However, he felt an urgent need to address the problem after his five-year-old grandson came down with a high fever last summer and was ultimately diagnosed with lead poisoning. So that's something when grandparents and other family members take care of it. These are notorious for poisoning children, lead risk accessory Carla Moody said when she pointed to the window frames and door frames of Washington's home. Every time this door opens and closes, it's letting off lead dust. We're going to take all that out. The replacements are happening thanks to a local grant and the nonprofit Undivided Cleveland. That's Undivided Cleveland. If a house has not been refurbished well, it's most likely lead affected. That's the actual Tannis, who's with Undivided Cleveland, told News 5. And he was out there with his group providing assistance with lead and all of that. So big shout out to him for being a part of that. I could do a whole lot of different things right now, but I want to at least go to, since I said it was one news story, let's go to the other news story, since it was brought up. This one is Joe Pagadaka's story from last Wednesday. As Ohio's typical worker has dealt with shrinking wages since 2019, according to a report. And so what we're dealing with right now, since 2019, according to the report, is analysis of federal data by the Economic Policy Institute allows Ohio's medium wage down from $20.66 in 2020 to $20.51 in 2022. So with that being said, Joseph Motley, this is from Joe Pagadaka. So, let's see what this says here. Joseph Motley is a Northeast Ohio rap music artist who enjoys putting positive messages of faith into his original songs. And he now hopes for some positive news when it comes to Ohio's minimum wage. Motley told News 5 he's had to take a variety of other jobs during the 20 years he's produced music to keep his music dreams alive, but said Ohio's $10 minimum wage has made it increasingly difficult for him and a growing number of people he knows during this time of rising prices. It's like they're living check to check. It wasn't like that maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, Motley said. What are the people going to do when you go to the grocery store and the prices are rising, rent is up, to own a house is up, to get a car is up? Motley said he's hoping Ohio will again revisit putting a $15 an hour minimum wage on the ballot sometime in 2024. I had about 7 different jobs, but I always kept one main job, Motley said. So $15 an hour would be a great start and hope that when it's time to vote for that, folks will get out and go to the polls. Policy Matters Ohio economist Michael Shields referenced a new analysis of federal data compiled by the Economic Policy Institute, a liberal Washington, D.C.-based think tank, which indicated median Ohio wages went down from $22.60 in 2020 to $21.51 in 2022. Shields said this has caused reduced buying power for Ohioans, which has hit key service employees like restaurant, child care, and grocery workers especially hard. They got us through the pandemic, keeping our grocery store shelves stocked in the grocery stores, and health care workers. A lot of these workers are not paid a wage that recognizes the value of the work that they're doing, Shields said. I think we need a minimum wage of at least $15, but I think where we are right now just does not reflect the cost of living. Now, back in 2016, Cleveland City Council rejected a $15 an hour minimum wage because it is believed the wage hike would significantly hurt small business owners who are now several years later struggling to find enough workers during the pandemic recovery. Yeah, because they aren't paying enough. So the analysis also indicated Ohio is just one of 3 states where 1 in 6 workers is making below $15 an hour. Ohio is set to increase its minimum wage to $10.45 at the beginning of 2024, but Shields believes that's not nearly enough for the typical Ohio worker to meet rising costs. It the wage is falling short of that, then we've got a problem. It's an economic problem that's not sustainable, Shields said. Working people have been more productive than ever before and have produced more wealth for the state and their employees than ever before, but wages have been close to flat. So with that being said, we are able to say to people, meanwhile, Motley is part of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which will host its next classroom session on Saturday, November 4th from 1:45 to 6 p.m. at the Cleveland State University main classroom building number 136 in the follow-up class, November 4th. So it'll be another one coming up soon. So with that being said, we thank you so much for that. Just watching him get out, get up, get started, and say something worthwhile. And looking at everything, that's a deep story. That's what earned a young man, Joseph Motley Jr., being able to be in the top, the way he ended up in the top 10. As a matter of fact, I think what I need to do is look at something that might be workshop related. Might as well. And as I look at everything, it's a blessing to be here with everybody. My thing is, hip-hop workshop produced by Joseph Motley Jr., featured Mr. Powers. We mentioned his name earlier. Al Porter. Workshop's coming up this Saturday. Why not?
Blackout Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip-hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? That worked out.
Alex Moore and Maluka film the show.
True.
Remember Londi, Brandon and Josh Soul, Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme, back, back to the future, back into time. Truth Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old, now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, he used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Niggy Knock, and paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The terror flows from Chemical Ali. Big Queen of Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. We put them lyrics on the statue. We work out. It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. We put them lyrics on the statue. We work out.
When I first started out, I took a trip down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, with Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress, cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they savage on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive, 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crooked cops, hip-hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put the lyrics on the statue. We work out. It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the statue. We work out.
Let me tell you something right now. You know, we've been listening to some people who call in, people that I respect. When they say certain things, it causes me to pay attention. So let me go here in just a moment and tell people that, you know, TJ Dow for Cleveland Judge, you know, justice for the people. Now, TJ Dow, if you go to the list and you see him on the ballot, there's some people on that list that people would look at and say, whoa, they are all right. And that's true. There's a lot of people on there. But I would like to say, for the record, that the staff members of Al Porter Band in the Street looked at different names. Some have some very, very powerful backing to him in his particular race. But I am going to say that the staff members of Al Porter Band in the Street decided to go ahead. I'm looking at the 9:54 mark, so it means like 54 minutes into this program, I can make the announcement that when it came to entertainment, hip-hop community, who this show is part of, the platform, there was only one person who not only worked with a lot of activists and advocates, a lot of different people, only one person who went through and not only worked with us, but also promoted hip-hop. Consistently promoting hip-hop, clean hip-hop, old Cleveland conscious rap movement, allowed us to be at the Huff Neighborhood Festival on his watch. Only one candidate who's not ashamed to speak about hip-hop and acknowledge hip-hop in front of crowds of people no matter what. The man walked up and says, walk like a man, talk like a man, because I'm a man. All from that Cleveland Conscious Rap double album. Song was so powerful that it ended up on Commander-in-Chief Fathers Lives Matter Commander-in-Chief album. This was the sixth album from Sheriff Kilroy. The man who acknowledges people from our region who have talent, rather from R&B or anything else. So, I wanted to let you know that it is none other than TJ Dow for judge in his race. Also, one of the hottest issues out there that makes sense, because it has a lot to do with that fight for 15. Remember when Clevelanders wanted to fight for 15 and said minimum wage should be, and I'm Republican, so I can say this, check the facts when it comes to PB budget, people's budget, why Clevelanders should support participatory budgeting. My thing is this, some of the same council people came through and went downstate. Republicans said, please make sure that we pass something all the way through so that people in Cleveland can't vote for their own fight for 15. You know, it's unfortunate, but I think C Magazine got it right, because it's hard, because it's a shame that the astonishing number of local leaders and organizations and colleagues on city council who are content to come out and are working behind the scenes, they're working the phone lines harder than that fight for 15 or at any point since the Q deal, calling in favors and threats to assemble an army of pastors and plumbers and police officers who will publicly oppose PB. This army has now drafted into its ranks not only the familiar atrophic old boys clubs, but the region's more progressive labor unions and council's brightest lights. It is very unfortunate that participatory budgeting is a straightforward application of democracy, the idea that people should have a say in how they are governed. It's existing PB pilots in the U.S. and around the world. Residents collectively decide how a portion, 2% of their local budget be spent. This portion is typically very small, you know, and that's it. That's it in itself. So we're putting it out there that if the body's president, Blaine Griffiths, gave us a clue when he opened the City Club of Cleveland remarks in January with a rebuke of PB Cleveland, calling it a subtle effort to dismantle leadership structures in Cleveland led by organizers using democracy as a ruse. But it's unfair to the people when they say that these folks, meaning the government, should be able to get out there and at least, if nothing else, guide themselves. So when it comes to PB Cleveland, we agree with the fact that they should be able to budget for themselves. So with that being said, I just wanted to let you know that part. And we say vote yes, you know, when it comes to that. So we had to tell you. Thank you, and may you all at least stay safe, and you know where we stand on a couple of the key issues. Peace.